Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. The Committee on Transportation, Tourism, and Economic Development Appropriations will come to order. Please set your electronic devices from kill to stun. Please fill out any required government documentation. And would Karen please call the roll?
Chair Brandes.
Here.
Vice Chair Powell.
Here.
Senator Artiles. Senator Benaquisto.
Here.
Senator Gaynor.
Here.
Senator Gibson.
Here.
Senator Pasadomo. Senator Rader,
here.
Senator Simpson, Senator Thurston. We have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Senators, we're going to take up tab two, Senate Bill 164, Certificates of Title for Motor Vehicles by Senator Grimsley. Senator Grimsley, you're recognized.
Welcome. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning. Senate Bill 164 prohibits the Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicle from charging a surviving spouse a $70 fee for the certificate of title when the title is requested to solely remove the deceased spouse from the jointly owned title. This bill is designed to, is actually an idea from a senior citizen in my district, and it is designed to benefit those senior citizens who titled their vehicles at the time with the word and rather than or. And that's the bill.
Very good. Are there questions on the bill? Seeing none, any amendments? Is there any public testimony? We have Ms. Banker from AARP? Yeah, Barker, sorry. Very good. Waving in support. Very good. Thank you so much. Senators, any debate? Senator Grimsley, you're recognized. Close.
I'll wave.
Thank you. Having waved close, Karen, please call the roll on CS for Senate Bill 160.
Senator Artiles. Senator Benaquisto. Senator Gaynor?
Yes.
Senator Gibson?
Yes.
Senator Pasadomo?
Yes.
Senator Rader?
Yes.
Senator Simpson? Senator Thurston?
Yes.
Vice Chair Powell?
Yes.
Chair Brandes?
Yes.
And by your vote, the bill will be reported favorably. Senators, take up tab three, Senate Bill 7010, Department of Military Affairs Direct Support Organizations by Senator Gibson. Senator Gibson, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and on behalf of our Committee on Military Affairs, Military and Veterans Affairs, Space and Domestic Security, the committee bill preserves the Department of Military Affairs authority to establish a direct support organization that was established in 2000, a direct support organization provides assistance, funding, and support for the department in carrying out its mission. The Florida National Guard Foundation is a nonprofit organization that serves as the department's direct support organization, and the primary function of that DSO is to provide emergency financial assistance and scholarships for current members of the Florida National Guard and their families. And in your analysis, you will also find that staff did a review of the DSO, and they found and the committee found some recommendations for improvement, as I call it, and that is the bill.
Senators, are there questions? Seeing none, no public testimony. No amendments, any debate? Seeing none. Senator, you're recognized. Senator Gibson, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Wave close.
All right, very good. Karen, will you please call the roll for Senate Bill 7010?
Senator Artiles?
Yes.
Senator Benaquisto?
Yes.
Senator Gaynor?
Yes.
Senator Gibson?
Yes.
Senator Pasadomo?
Yes.
Senator Rader?
Yes.
Senator Simpson? Senator Thurston?
Yes.
Vice Chair Powell?
Yes.
Chair Brandes?
Yes, and by your vote, the bill will be reported favorably. Senators, let's see here. All right, I'm going to turn the meeting, ask Teddy to make some comments regarding our proposed cuts.
Thank you, Chairman. At an earlier meeting, we provided you with copies of all of the agency's base budgets in anticipation of a reduction allocation coming forth. That allocation was received. It was a $5 million recurring allocation for general revenue. The spreadsheet you have in front of you actually reduces $7.7 million. We have $5 million in GR and $2.7 million in recurring trust. The major issues are $2.5 million fund shift from GR to trust fund for EFI operations. The elimination of the Humanities Council was $500,000 and a $2 million fund shift from GR to trust fund for the About Face and Forward March programs within DMA. The remaining reductions included in this package are agency efficiencies proposed in the LBRs this year by each of the agencies. And that is the reduction, sir.
Very good. Are there any questions? Sorry, Sir Giffen, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm still gathering myself, but did I hear that there was an elimination of the Humanities Council?
There's elimination of state funds for the Humanities Council. The governor has recommended this in his budget, and we are just picking up that recommendation as part of our cuts.
Does the state Humanities Council, or there's nothing that goes to local communities from that, right?
Go ahead. I'll let Teddy explain.
Thank you. Senator Gibson, this is just the state funding portion of the Humanities Council. They will still exist. We only provide 25% of their funding. They have 75% of other funds coming from the feds, from contributions, and other issues like that. So they will still exist.
Thank you. Just want to make sure we still have, we're cultured.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you. The About Face program, the reduction, is that a total elimination with the $750,000, or will that program still exist in some form?
Go ahead, Teddy.
The program was just shifted to trust funds from recurring GR, so it still exists, fully funded.
Senator DeQuista.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I appreciate this information today. Will this be the first of many discussions we have on funding shifts and reductions, or is this all that we will do?
I think this is the first of many.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Senator Gibson.
Could I have the figure again for the fund shift from trust fund to GR for an About Face? Is that the federal supported? That's not the federal one. It's
the total figure for About Face and Forward March was $2 million that we shifted from GR to trust funds. I think the program that you're thinking of that's federally funded is the Youth Challenge.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
And we're shifting, Mr. Chair?
Yeah, go ahead.
We're shifting from trust fund to GR, and the trust fund dollars are going where? They're just zeroed out?
Go ahead.
Or where are we shifting that to?
We're actually shifting from GR to trust fund. We're trying to cut the GR and free it up.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
I had it backwards.
Yes,
thanks,
ma'am.
Further questions? All right. All right, is there any other business to come before the committee today? Members, obviously we have the local initiative process that's well underway right now, and I would encourage you to speak to your colleagues and obviously present your projects as quickly as possible to Teddy, and so we can begin to call through those and as we think about what our allocations are going to look like for this year. You should receive a memo from President Engnong regarding local initiative process, and I encourage you to drop by and see Teddy to talk specifically about your own projects, but we'll also be reaching out individually to your office as well to make sure that we fully understand your priorities and your thoughts as far as these new local initiatives. Any other further business to come before the committee? All right. With no further business, Senator Thurston moves, we adjourn.